House Resource Committee will come to order April 23rd. Voting for quorum, Representative Grusendorf, Representative Carney, Representative Sitka, and Representative Fanning. Subject of today's meeting is committee substitute, response substitute for Senate Bill 796. An act providing management of state-owned land in the Haines area establishing the Alaska Chilkoot Bald Eagle Preserve and Haines State Forest Resource Management Area providing an effective date. Committee members have we've already had the hearing. I think everybody is pretty familiar with it. We might ask a representative to come and speak to the differences that the bill before us may have and the one that we had before. Steve Silver, are you prepared to do that?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman. You want to sit here?
Yes. And please state your name and affiliation for the record.
My name is Steve Silver. I work for the City and Borough of Haines as a consultant. I've been working on this bill throughout its various drafts. The bill which you have before you is passed by the Senate is virtually identical to that bill which you had before you for your committee hearing. There have been a few technical changes, and really, very frankly, beyond that, no substantive changes that I'm aware of. There are some amendments, I understand, that the committee wishes to propose, and I can tell you that the amendments are all supported by the City and Borough of Haines and by all the parties that are involved in this bill, as far as I'm aware of. And that's really all I have to say. There have been no substantive changes. The bill still provides for an eagle preserve with a forest surrounding it, and for access, traditional uses, guarantees, and a variety of other management directions.
Questions from committee members? Steve, I might have to just ask, it's my understanding, you know, from the last time we were there, that Kluquan had about 31 amendments or something. It's my understanding that at least a portion of those were adopted in the last year.
That is correct. The bulk of those were technical in nature. The village of Kluquan wanted some changes to assure that their traditional uses and their uses of land were guaranteed. There was one amendment by the Senate, which I guess I should make note of, which made explicit what is implicit legally, that the federal law providing for the taking of eagles for religious purposes by members of Indian tribes does apply in this bill, which it did. In my opinion, the state legislature could not override a federal direction of that type, but Kluquan wanted assurance of that, so Senator F. Sackett offered an amendment on the floor to make that explicit, and that is in the bill. A number of amendments by Kluquan which clarified the intent of the bill were accepted by the Senate Finance Committee, as well as a guarantee of the University of Alaska grant lands. That guarantee provides that those lands, which are now subject to the University of Alaska lands agreement, will be excluded from the bill unless excluded from the park and the forest as private lands unless and until the state and the University of Alaska reach some type of compensation or trade out agreement. And those were also accepted by the Senate Finance Committee.
Any questions, committee members? I think before you, thanks, Steve. Before you is an amendment that we're going to offer in committee. We'd like somebody to move the amendment in committee, and it addresses the four or five concerns that the members of this committee brought up in the hearing the other day, and then also one amendment that Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources, one or two amendments that he had. The particularly on page 5, line 12. Maybe, well, let's see, before we do that, we'll accept a motion to move the amendment.
Move.
Representative Carney has moved the amendment. The amendment being the whole page. The members can move it just quickly to go through it on page 5, line 12. Object. After the word egress, it adds language which addresses our concern that access rights not be just to an individual who owns lands, but to other parties or people that to go in and out to his lands. On that same page, in line 18, an expansion is given so that valid existing rights includes mining rights, mineral leases, and subsurface rights. And on page 13, our concerns relative to per diem are addressed, and this amendment totally deletes the sentence relative to per diem. So that definitely brings the fiscal note to zero, and I assume we've got a fiscal note on this. If we don't, we need one.
I'm on my.
Okay, you do that one, could you get that for committee members? That's a zero fiscal note. And the last amendment then, well, page 14, line 1, that requires the governor to appoint two members of the council. It just changes the mays to shalls on who he appoints to the commission. And delete AS 3804910 is a technical amendment requested by the commissioner of DNR to allow DNR greater flexibility in their definition of sustained yield. And then page 20 deletes those roadside structures that we couldn't figure out whose structures they were. So now it makes it very clear that DNR is not responsible for structures, just the highways themselves. Any no objection? Further objection?
That's the extent.
Hearing no further objection, the amendment has been adopted.
I move that we move committee substitute response, substitute for Senate Bill number 796, Finance Amended House, and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Representative Sutcliffe has moved a resource committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 796 with a zero fiscal vote. Is there objection? Hearing none, the bill is passed out of committee. House Resource Committee will